want to talk about this one for a second.
It's named Carl, right? We named it Carl. Carl, say hi to Carl. Carl for Carlson Boulevard. We have a huge room, so there was such a big space that I thought, you know what would be cool? Really fucking rock star-like? Let's take the garage from Carlson and put it in this room. Just put it there. I mean, we have everything else. We got Doris's head, we got, you know, Ride the Lightning, Banner, we've got all this stuff, historical stuff. Let's get the garage and take it apart and put it back together in here. And it never came to fruition. It was kind of stupid and yeah, whatever. And come to find out that they later tore down the garage. So I was bummed. We went to Carlson, wasn't too long ago. They were super kind. Set up the place, all that.
We wrote some of the wet press in the garage. Ride the Lightning and Master Puppets were written in the garage back.
Met friends from way back. They're all still the same and super cool. And talking with an old punk rock buddy of mine, Andy Anderson, he was in a band called Attitude Adjustment. He said, yeah, you know what? I kept some of the wood. Really?
All of Master of Puppets was written right where you're sitting, because that's where the garage was. So the garage was right there. Whoever's got the garage, please return it. You have the garage.
So he grabs probably 8 pieces of wood. We're all a little different. Obviously Ken Lawrence, who has done guitars for me before and is a meticulous, somewhat anal luthier, I knew he could work with that wood. But I did. I wanted it rustic. I wanted it like the garage was. Artists that we work with, if you give them too much direction, then it's not their art, in my opinion. You like an artist because you know what he does. Same with Ken. I know, as far as Woods, I know he'll make this thing playable, smooth, workable. So I wasn't worried about the finish of this, you know. I was worried about him, first of all, making it a little too clean, and that he did not. He's wire brushed it to where it is really, you know, there's no splinters, but you feel the wood, you feel the grain. I mean, and it's almost like grooves in vinyl, you know. Ken is very into meaning and drew a story about what he thought would be fitting for this historical piece. It's multi-layered. Obviously, Cliff graced that garage. So here's the three of us, and this is Cliff. So Kirk, the Ripper, Hammett, who has the obvious sickle. That's Lars with his lightning drumsticks. And that's me, just being big and ominous, I guess. And that is... quiet and saying no, probably.
I don't need lightning bolts or sickles.
I don't need that shit. And then this is Cliff, you know, portrayed as Orion. The sun across the bay, there's the bridge. Us coming to join him in San Francisco, writing Master of Puppets. Cliff passing and still watching over us in the sky as the Orion constellation. This is the garage. Supposed to represent the garage and the four of us going in there and kind of being in there forever in our minds.
That's a pretty heavy story.
No doubt. But not only that, there's 3, 1, 3, and then the 2 posts for the entrance. So 3132, 3132 Carlson Boulevard, which was another level that I was like, okay. Hand engraved on the Kennedy dollars. Our birth years are on here, and it's, and I don't have my glasses, but there's 4 of us. And I know that one's Cliff, right there. I think there's also another piece on the inside of here, which is... Yeah, again, the year we got together and wrote Master Puppets, so.
Whoa.
Yeah. Magnet.
That's a magnetic, there's no screw.
Magnet cover. Easy access for Chad or whoever needs to change a battery. slightly brilliant.
And then you've got the nails, etc. So on.
Yeah, the nails, because I like 9-inch nails. There's 9 of them. No.
That's kind of a funny thing. Didn't someone initially say, well, we should get rid of the nails?
Well, yeah, he thought, oh, you're going to snag yourself on them. And it's like, well, yeah, maybe I will. Some of the guitars that you work so hard on and put so much work into, and then you get it, and it doesn't sound as good as this one. And it's the crappy guitar that you don't like the look of, but you know it sounds great. But no, this sounds really great. I mean, right now I'm using it in Moth. Most of the clean songs I do, whether it's Nothing Else Matters or One or Sandman, when there's picking at the beginning or something, it's usually done on a Ken Lawrence guitar because it's got such a great sound to it in the clean department, especially. Everything together builds up into a sound. So for myself, I like kind of using the same stuff that I do in my other guitars, and including that is the wood. Mahogany is pretty much the wood I've always loved. It's dense, it survives well on the road. It's somewhat heavy, like the riffs. It feels good, and it's consistency to me. And then the ebony fretboard, that's the other thing. Fretboard has a lot to do with the sound and how it projects the sound or vibrates. And obviously some of the stuff down here. I think what he had to do something special on this, the bridge piece. When you sink it, he was afraid, because this wood's quite a bit softer. He was afraid it wasn't going to be so stable. So he doweled in some really heavy pieces of a certain kind of really dense wood, so this would not be moving. So you can design your sound around one guitar and love it, and you plug in a different guitar and you don't love it. As simple as that. You can make a great sound out of kind of anything if you want. You just need to be consistent with it.
Apparently you can make a great sound out of a garage, and I don't just mean standing in it.
Yeah.
I mean, you really are. You're making a noise out of the garage with this.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It is pretty awesome.
And to
have this out on tour and with us and a part of us is extra cool.